Blah blah blah.
Blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 blah
Blah
blah.
blah 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 blah. And that's been the podcast for this week. Thank you very much for blah blah blahing.
Welcome to Footprints in the Sandler.
Commandler.
Funny, if it was an army podcast.
Yeah, well, there's an army of Adam Sandler podcasts, as I found out today when Googling. There's another, ones I didn't know about.
No.
Yep. It was like Too Hot to Sandal. I'm making these ones up, but there's another two. So there's really? Four sandal casts.
Well, that's okay.
But there's only one that's worth listening to.
And you are
it's
welcome.
Footprints in the Sandler.
And welcome to Footprints in the Sandler with your hosts, Michael and
Lachlan McLockylach.
Yes. Welcome back to Scotland, Lockie. It was nice having you away for a long time.
Well, it was hard to be away, but it was even harder to come back.
I can tell you that much right now.
I went native, and that's why my accent is so heavily Australian now.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mad Max Fosters. Fostering Mad
Fosters.
Max. Crocodile Dundee. Drop Bear. Iguanas. Chaz Wazzers.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Sorry, Lucky. I am sorry.
Anybody who's listening is probably aware that this is an Adam Sandler podcast. It has the best name out of all the Adam Sandler podcasts.
Because the other ones are called, like, things that aren't actually what they're called. Like Too Hot to Sandal or Recidivism, The Enchantment.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but there's one called Recidivism, The Enchantment.
There's one called Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
That's one.
That is the name of one, which is, I think, a really unfair title because the kind of arc of the retrospective of this podcast is that he's not shite.
Adam Sandler, Please Start.
Yeah,
I said
exactly.
Sandler. Adam Standlers, because you guys stan Adam Sandler.
I don't follow you.
No, well, to stan, you know what stanning is?
Like to stand?
No, to be it, to stan something is, it's because the Eminem song Stan,
yes,
which is about a guy who kills his wife or girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, it's actually, you get what it's actually about, right? Stanning something, but let's pretend it's because in that song you hear raindrops in the intro,
right?
And you drop like rain when you see Adam Sandler,
yeah,
because you're so imbibed by his golden humor.
Yes.
So to stan him is to be like moments lost in tears in the rain.
Yep, true.
At the Hotel Adam Sandler, because he's got such a lovely thrace.
Yeah, well, you could be right. The research is schools out on that.
I could be right.
What's the phrase I'm looking for?
The school's the jury's out for out. Summer, and the jury's in.
The jury's in?
Why would you mention a hotel on Riverside in Glasgow and other places?
That's a silly joke.
Well, so are all jokes. That's the point of them. They're silly. They're not serious. If it was a serious joke, it would just be a drama sentence.
Yeah.
I sent a joke to drama.
I was looking up the etymology of the word funny.
Did you look it down?
Yes, I looked. I was looking on my phone, and my head was down like
but
that.
From left to right, as most sentences are
read. Like, shush. There's some sort of hypothesis that it's from like just some German word or whatever.
We were talking about?
Yeah, funny.
Funny, okay.
But then there's like a alternative hypothesis that it's from like Indo-European word for like woman, because women were seen as like silly.
Silly ladies.
Ineffectual
silly, funny
people.
Ladies.
Yeah.
I was looking up the entomology of the word funny, and it was just lots of different funny bugs, like the comedy bug, the Catskills comedian insect cockroach, who's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm a cockroach, and I'm telling jokes, hey, take my wife, please, yeah. Take my lice, please.
Good one.
Oh, bad one.
Mm. So, anyway, Lachlan is away, and here we've got Ewan.
Ruin.
Ruin Carroll.
My name's not Ewan Carroll. My name is Ruin, like the Gary Numan song. Just one word. Ruin.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. And
Way to sound authentic about it. Way to yes and me with, oh, that's cool. Anyway. I'm going to tell
He's
people...
He's right, I did say that.
Yeah, your name's not
people,
even really Michael.
If anybody's listening, you might have noticed that that's what I said. Anyway.
That sounded
like that...
crowds of people. There's crowds outside.
No.
Sadler.
There's one of those like intro, like Bose.
Bose. Oh, like
audio.
THX.
Yeah, THX type in before movies.
Like it's a man plugs a cassette and presses play.
There's one that's like,
I put my phone on silent. I put my phone on silent.
Yeah.
But it's still violent even though I put it
still,
on silent.
It still vibrates.
I put on do not disturb mode.
Okay, okay. Anyway, what we got here is that Lachlan is still away in Australia.
Away in Australia. Is Lachlan your friend?
He's been less communicado the last couple of weeks.
Just because of I think the satellites are being interfered with by the brush fires.
That's silly.
No, it's not.
Well, all right, fine. But
stop
I think it's also
me.
No, that is terrible. It's also because his partner, Ellie, who's also been a guest on the pod, went over to visit.
Really?
So they're just forgetting all their troubles.
They're
one
like,
of their troubles is trying to do this podcast every week.
Looking at your messages
just why
and going,
we didn't do one last week.
You
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
do one? Oh, no, yeah, no, you didn't do
we
one.
We didn't do one.
We didn't do one.
I can't remember what we were going to do.
Wreck-It Ralph. Because Adam Sandler might be in the cinema watching it once.
Yeah.
He might be right Probably, now, for yeah. all you know, paying for a private screening.
I suppose, yeah, you would if you were... That.
Getting his private screened because is it just a bit of poop?
Is it a ghost in my balls?
Have I got ball ghost?
So yeah, we got ourselves together and we were trying to think of the right movie to watch.
I wanted to do The Mummy.
Yeah,
but that's not doesn't
do
have Adam Sandler in it.
And it's just like, yes, it's fun to watch movies and talk about them.
But people
but
really
no, they're
what
not
the
related
world
to
needs
Adam
is
Sandler.
Adam Sandler podcast.
People need people to
connecting,
do their jobs.
Connecting
and
people.
And our job here is to talk about an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, well my job is
and if you're listening and you don't like the sound of that, you're going to have to go elsewhere.
If you don't like the Sandler that
Exactly.
You could be called
exactly.
the Sandler lot.
Huh?
Like the Sandlot, there's a film called The Sandlot and you could be the Sandler lot.
Mm.
And you watch all Adam Sandler podcasts. You listen. Mm. We should do a podcast reviewing the Adam Sandler podcast.
Yeah, that could be like season two of Adam of this Footprints.
Yeah, just each episode is reviewing someone's review
yeah.
of the movie that you did in that corresponding episode.
They were like really like interested in the movie. It was like really inspiring.
Around 14 minutes in, John Michael Vincent, no relation. They had a really interesting point about The Wedding Singer in which they said it was set in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's something I wasn't aware of when I was listening to their podcast because I didn't know they were talking about when The Wedding Singer was set until then.
Anyway, it can be, that's got legs.
At the Hotel Transylvania, Hi. 2 and 3.
And so that's what we watched.
Hotel. Well, that's... It's... Half,
because,
you're half right.
So the...
You're half right.
The reasoning...
You're right.
Yeah, the reasoning behind it is that Lockie and I, Michael, watched Hotel Transylvania 1, and Lockie fucking hated it. He, like, couldn't stand it, didn't like watching it, wanted it to die. And then when it came to watch HT 2 and 3, he was like,
I don't want to fucking do it, mate.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, fuck that, mate.
G'day, cunt. I don't want to watch it.
G'day, cunt.
Lockie it up and throw away the key.
Lockie.
His name is Lockie.
Good one.
Good too.
Yeah.
Did you say it twice?
You say it thrice.
Oh, like Thrace. Who is Thrace? General Thrace? Is it General Thrace? The Thracian Wars?
Is there
that
is a Thrace.
Hercules.
Thrace McGavin.
Yeah, that's the body in Happy Gil space, Adam's
yeah.
golf space. Is Happy Gilmore the golf one?
It's, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I eat pieces of shit. I'm a big old scat fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all eat pieces of shit. And he's like, yeah.
yeah.
I'm digging for truffles in your butthole, Adam Sandler. Jeez. Give me your fucking scat. I have a doctor who gives me medicine for it, even though they keep telling me I shouldn't do it, but they have an oath to keep me alive as a doctor, so they give me the medicine. It's preventative at best. He's also in an episode of The Next Generation.
His doctor has an oath to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Well, as long as he's alive, he's scat munching.
Yeah,
the doctor's like, no!
But the doctor's like, I've got an idea. If we don't give him the medicine, he'll die, and then we can bring him back to life, and that demon might have left his body.
Yeah, it's a long shot, but...
It's a long shit, It's like a big old poo. You think you're finished, but you're not, and you walk away from the toilet.
Oh, no.
And it leaves a trail.
It goes into the back of your cons.
But what's behind you is behind you. Let the past die. Kill it if you have to.
So
kill it if you have to.
What we decided to do is do Lachlan a big old favor. It's like
do him
a present.
Big solid jobby.
It's like a big solid jobby wrapped in a nice bow.
Like a nylon bow.
Congratulations, you don't have to watch Hotel Transylvania 2 or 3, but also uncongratulations because you do have to listen to this podcast, you fuck.
Yeah, Lockie, I'm sorry I did an impression of you.
If you don't listen to this, I'll kick you.
If you don't listen to this...
That goes for everyone, actually.
Well, the thing is, most people do listen to it, so I think that's a promise you can make, and it wouldn't really come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah, that's why I say such hard words, because I know that I'm not going to have to fall through on
that. I know that everyone, including my, like, gran, and listen to it and stuff,
yeah.
And that's why I make a point of talking about scat as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know scat singing?
Sure.
You're like, poop, 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 yeah. And fart, and shit, and disease, and poop, yeah. And fart, and bum, and piss,
that's,
poop,
that's
bum.
Singing about scat, but, like, scat singing is just...
And you can somehow...
A genius.
There's a line that's like, my temple is pulsing, and I have a red face, because I'm trying to squeeze out a poop I don't need. I don't need one, but I need to perform.
I don't need one. Oh, that's awful. Oh,
I need
that's
two.
Just terrible.
It takes one. Two? No, one.
It's making
it makes as much sense as you telling me about how to go to Book World.
Book World?
Yeah, exactly. Stop going on about it. It's not a real thing, unless it's the name of a bookshop.
It is.
Well, then how do I get there?
It's the name of a book website.
Really? Book? Well, what is it? The name of the book website, or is it what the book website's called?
What? This is terrible.
Is it?
I retract like my statement about how everybody has to listen to this.
I retract my penis when it's cold.
Yeah.
The three C wars. Not,
everyone can agree on that.
Hercules.
That was a moment pause where everyone who was listening was just like, yeah.
I'll give you pause for thought right now.
Nah.
Dog's pause. Bear's paws, cat's paws. Let's take five. Eckes, and then think about it. Well, Michael, I didn't mean really take
gulp,
five Eckes. Oh, no! Sueño!
Imagine if this podcast was when we were, like, 19, and we were like, it'd be so funny if we just, like, did Eckes every time we recorded.
Yeah, well, that would be about 19. That would track with the timeline of,
yeah,
like,
totally.
Thinking drugs are fun to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd be like, oh, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, no, yeah, 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 no, yeah, 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 I've got empathy, yeah, yeah, but I needed drugs to have empathy, oh, no, yeah, 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 no, yeah, yeah.
No, 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 yeah, 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 but no, yeah.
I just love yous all.
Yeah.
I just love yous.
Can I just say, I really feel that I can feel how much you can feel that I love feeling.
No, I'm trying to make a point about what we're talking about.
Falling into.
I need to pee every 5 minutes. And I retract my penis. We're
funny.
Doing a callback because when you're on Squextasy, your ding penis goes in your butt body.
What? This is blue.
What? You're blue. The bear from the Jungle Book.
I've been holding my breath in the animated remake.
I've
been holding my breath this whole time.
I've been holding your breath this whole time. You thought you were holding it, but I have it in my hand. Would you like it back?
And so, what we did is. I watched Hotel Transylvania 2.
And he watched Hotel Transylvania. I watched Hotel. They, them, I watched Hotel Transylvania 3. Summer vacation. Shin.
Yeah. Hotel Transylvania 2. When did that come out? Let me just check.
I think it's 2015.
2015, yeah.
No way. Yes, way.
Yeah.
Where would you put the 2 in the title if you had to replace one of the letters with a 2?
With the T in Transylvania.
So it would be Hotel to Transylvania.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking I might do Hotel Transylvania.
Or possibly...
to Hotel Transylvania. Oh, Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah,
Don't you think they could have called these films Transylvanian Families? But then the bloody righties would have been like... Oh, so now Sylvanian families, they're doing, they're forcing trans Sylvanian families on us. Now the cute little rabbits are trans. Here's the dirty little secret. you can make those anthropomorphic little fuzzy animals wear whatever you want.
True. That's why it's fun.
And none of them have genitals.
Yeah.
None of them have checked every one they made.
Good joke.
It's true. No, they don't have
I
genitals.
I know. All right. I know.
Well, your custom ones do. Custom ones.
He's joking, everybody.
He's choking me. Stop trying to stifle me.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Oh,
so what happens in Hotel Transylvania 2?
So Hotel Transylvania 2, the premise is that Mavis is prego.
Prego, like beautiful. It's a bit weird to say. She's only 118 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she's older in this
I guess she's older, yeah.
Well, when's Hotel Whole 1 Transylvania 1? When's that out? 2012. So
they're
she's
quite far
21?
Apart.
She's far apart. They're far apart, like her contractions when she enters labor.
It actually seems quite brief.
Smooth. Well, the briefs are what you use to cover your genitals.
And the way that she
fucking with the no cells, man.
The way that she, I'll just leave it for somebody else to laugh at. I don't want to crowd up the laugh track. She reveals that she's pregnant to her papa.
Is that?
Who's Adam Sandler?
Okay, because the granddad's in that one as well.
Yeah, I just meant dad.
Okay.
But yeah, like, so she goes to her dad. Hey, dad, you want to go flying? And he's like, why? What for? And she's like, just because it's a real nice night. And he's like, oh, I love flying. And then they have a fun little flying around.
Function sequence.
And then she goes like, he's like, what is matter?
Now he doesn't know how to speak. Yeah. What matter?
Because she's like out of breath and he's
what
like,
what is love?
He's like, what is matter? Are you okay, my darling? And she's like, I'll stop doing that.
I'm
and she's
the
like,
pregnant zone.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I run out of breath because I'm pregnant now. But they're bats. I forgot to mention that. They are, because they're flying, and they're
anthropo
bats.
No, they're just
and she
bats.
Like reveals her pregnant tummy like
as a bat.
Yeah,
okay.
It was quite weird.
So in the womb, you're positing that in the womb, her little baby wombs, her womblings, her little boy baby boy is turning into a bat fetus.
I don't really know.
I like that.
Because then, when he's born, there's this whole thing about, is he a monster or is he human?
Well, that's kind of the hook of the film, is like, he must become a vampire before the age of 2, lest he not be ever a vampire.
Right, yeah, it's pretty much like that, but there's not really like a hard rule, because they're just deciding, once he's growing up and he's becoming like socialized and stuff, and they're like, if he isn't a vampire, but he stays in Transylvania, he's going to become weird, so we should maybe move him to California.
Okay, but...
But there was no, like, on the midnight of the 5th year or anything like that, which is quite nice, because then...
But Laddie doesn't want to go the human...
Yeah, he likes it at Hotel Transylvania.
Well, he's got it made.
Yeah, because
he's like, executive vice something or other, and he doesn't do a pick of work.
Totally. And he even says, like, this is the only place in my life where I've been able to be myself.
Is it Johnny?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Played by Andy Samberg.
Who I used to dislike a lot, but really? Now I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, he seems like he's probably all right.
Yeah.
Like, I know That's My Boy's really bad, because you told me. But I think I like his music's actually, it's not good.
No,
but
it's
well-crafted
pastiches
of that kind of pop or whatever.
Yeah.
I've only heard the singles. There could be some like super offensive deep cuts on the albums.
Yeah.
Hunt all women! Hunt all women! Kill people! That could be one, but I haven't heard that one.
Totally. Yeah, I feel like almost like that with a lot of those SNL guys. Like, because I guess just because over here SNL isn't as big a deal. Like, it's not on BBC, like, every Friday or whatever.
Well, it was like a mythic thing when you're a kid. You're like, oh, what, Saturday Night Live? It's like this, because The Simpsons make jokes about it. It
totally,
must be this
really
funny thing. But much like The Simpsons, it's a fucking dead shell of shite.
Yeah.
And even when it was, like, unlike The Simpsons, when it was at its, like, peak, it was also mostly fucking shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to, like, I remember, like, listening to, like, it was a while ago now, but Louis C.K. was talking about when he
talk about the real monster.
He was talking about when he
wanked in front of a doorway and didn't let people get past.
This isn't in favor of him. He was talking about how he used to write for SNL, and I was like, oh, I wonder if you could see any of his sketches or whatever. And one of them was like Apocalypse Now, but with like rotten fruit.
What, instead of like blood?
Instead of actors.
Instead of Vietnam.
Instead of actors.
What?
So it was like they had little mustaches like pinned onto them.
Kiwi, or no, what's that? Wait, it was fruit, yeah?
Yeah.
Kiwi, you don't let me tell you about kiwi. This exactly. This is the horror. And it was like... the orange.
The funny, if there was a joke, it was that there was rotten fruit on the screen.
It's all like very, did I do that? Yeah. Which is, well, that's another, it's like a, don't look at me, I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like, it feels like everyone, it seems like it's a thing where like, I know like a couple British... people who like it and like watch it and they're like, oh yeah, I love SNL or whatever. Mm. But it's like people who like American football and it's like, fuck off, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid because you think American stuff's cool, but it's not. Mm. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You hear that?
I don't respect
if you. If you self-identify as a person who likes American football.
I don't respect you. Ruin doesn't respect you.
And he wants you to know it.
Yeah, I want you to know.
Obviously, you're listening because everybody is.
I want you to know IT and figure out a life skill that enables you to not fucking like that shit. That land acquisition bullshit. People are dying because of American football. Because of the concussive blasts that Cyclops unleashes from his visor onto their helmet.
All right.
Tell the truth.
So what happens...
Tell the truth.
What happens at the start of HT3?
Or we're doing it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like things, it's business as usual. Like everyone's having a good time and stuff. But maybe something's wrong with Dracula. Maybe he's feeling a little slow and low.
Right.
Maybe he's feeling a little unhappy.
Yeah.
And Mavis mistakes it for thinking he's just like not, he's like tired and stressed and needs a vacation. But what it actually is that he's lonely, love, lust, lonely.
Interesting.
And he needs to get the vampire nut.
Mm.
So you see there's like, they do a bit where he's up in his room and they have a thing in these movies where to zing is to fall in love.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a monster thing, but it's essentially true love, you know, like,
yeah.
oh, I zinged with her. She yeah. zinged me right in the, and she stuck a zing up my zing.
Right, totally.
And like, so he goes onto an app that's called Zinger.
Oh, nice.
So it's like Tinder.
Yeah.
And there's like things there where like, he accidentally phones one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm a witch, and you better have money, and you better do all this stuff because women are evil.
Yeah.
And so Mavis books him a holiday, a cruise holiday, and
like
the
Jack
entire,
and
everyone in his hotel is also like, we're all going on the holiday.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the setup.
Nice.
That's the beefy setup.
Yeah. That's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. The voice actors, the voice performances are like some of the most fun
stuff
in these movies. Like,
okay, well, I was going to say there's a big difference in the voice performers from 1 and 2 in terms of there's one role that got recast because CeeLo Green got cancelled.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so in...
I mean, he did, but...
In Hotel Transylvania 2, CeeLo Green is the one of Key or Peele.
Oh, yeah, he's Keegan.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Yeah.
Yes, doing a CeeLo Green impression.
Yeah, you're right. I never even... I was looking at the cast, but then I just, like, forgot about CeeLo Green because he's been removed from my memory.
And he had that song, Forget You.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, even though he's saying you, when you listen to it, you are you, but you are me to you. So you are thinking that he means me. And so when you listen to that song, you forget him, who is you and not me.
Hmm. That's what happened.
Yeah, and he has some change in his pocket, and it isn't enough.
I've got one hand in my pocket, and the other is making a peace sign.
Because I got one hand in my pocket, and the other one's making a cheese bone.
Cheese bone.
Yeah, the rat dog loves the cheese bone.
yeah, and I quite like some of the voices stuff. I think it's like... I remember the movie Monster House.
Yeah, it's like a Raimi produced one.
Yeah, and it's like quite funny and like engaging enough, like as a CGI movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like top tier, but like, or sorry, God tier. S tier.
Level 100 Dawn.
Yeah, but it is fun. And I remember watching that and being like, these, like, the
cartoon. Say it like, Dracula.
The cartoon versions of the actors look quite similar
to the actors.
I was thinking like, oh, she fucking, they look like they're voice actors. And it was just like, How did they do that? Obviously, they don't do it in Hotel Transylvania. But
well, apart from Sandler, Sandler has like a touch.
He does have a touch of Sandler, and like it's the Wolfman really that is like the one
Stevie B.
Yeah, that you're just like that. His voice is perfectly suited to that caricature.
Didn't
you think so?
No, I'm doing what you do. No, nah, yeah. Yes,
well,
and.
I wasn't talking
yes,
shite.
And. Yes, and.
I wasn't talking out of my.
Well, yeah, but the point of me being guff. Here is to talk guff.
No!
Yes! The best thing to me, I do like a voice of performances.
This is a smart podcast.
Yeah, but it's to not take things seriously, to have an ironic detachment from everything.
Imagine if I'd invited you on the pod and you were literally just a mischief maker.
That's been my role on every episode I've been
on.
No,
true.
Well, then what do you expect? Something. What do you want me to do? Wear turkeys on my feet? Well, the thing that I
what
think
does that
is,
mean?
It's from Ted Danson in Tim and Eric, Little Dancing Man. It wasn't even a joke, it was a reference, because people love references. That's Seth MacFarlane. He's got such references. But the thing I think is that abolish all hereditary monarchy, and also the animation is really the secret weapon of these movies.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, and this is a lot of people smarter than me have said this, so I know I'm allowed to steal it. But a lot of 3D animation is a case of making models, you know, making the 3D wireframe or whatever, I don't know, models, and then you can sort of manipulate them in any way.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Because Genndy Tartakovsky comes from an animation background,
yeah,
he was quite insistent that it has a more fluid style, so when a character's annoyed, they can become bigger and their shoulders can be broader.
Right,
when they're
right.
sad, their entire posture changes.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a real strength of the film, and it provides like a kinetic dynamic nature to it, which you don't get in I fucking hate most kids animated movies, not because they're good for kids or whatever, but because they don't really, I don't know, I find they're like, even if they have a moral message, it's like they're not made for me, if that makes sense. So
totally.
It's not fair to say I hate them, but like I had to watch a lot of them in work back in the day, and I would always be like, oh, okay, right, I get this film within a moment or two.
Yeah.
But the visuals of Hotel Transylvania are like so dynamic. They're always changing.
Yeah.
It just provides a more interesting palette to cast my eye paints upon.
I get you. That is a fun point that I remember hearing in like other times I've heard people talk about these movies.
That's totally
like,
true.
Yeah, yeah. But it is totally. And I feel like it just feels like this. I remember watching the first one with Lockie, and it wasn't like a wonderful time. But then when I watched this one by myself, because we didn't have a good time watching the other one, I was like, fucking Hotel Transylvania 2. But when I actually put it on, it was just like, oh, it's actually really nice to be in this cartoon world.
It's also monsters, which is like, I know you like genre a lot as well. Like, we're big mummy fans, mummy stans. Mm-hmm. We stan the mummy. And I think, like, to just be in the milieu of, like, spooky, scary monsters, you know, gothic moonlight, you know, creatures and stuff. It's more fun than being in, like, what are, like, some other, like, successful kids animated things. Like, I like Ice Age in terms of as a concept, but, like, there's not enough dinosaurs in it because there wasn't dinosaurs then. But, like, a Toy Story, like, I like toys, but, like, I don't know, like, they're all neutral toys. It's not like it's freaking Darth Vapor and, like, like actual branded shit. Because I like brands because I'm from the time of brands.
Branson.
Richard Branson.
We are from the time of Branson.
We are. We're from the... They're seriously talking about making an M&M's movie right now.
Are they?
Yep, and I ain't standing that.
No.
Do you think the M&M's movie will have M&M in it as the yellow M&M?
It's gotta.
You reckon? And he'll be like, yo, kill your wife and pick on gay people. I'm M&M and the church is a steeple.
And all the other M&M's will be like, he's a genius.
He's a real genius. He's got the phloetic poetry.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck Eminem.
And then what happens in HD2 is that the kid is born, and then we skip ahead a few years, and he's like a toddler, and Drac is like, I hope he will be a vampire.
I want you to be a little shit vampire. So he
tries to teach him scary stuff, and like...
The kid gets scared, right?
He just thinks it's funny most of the time.
Okay.
And because he's grown up like with all the other monsters, they're like his mates and stuff, so...
Yeah, like if you showed someone from like 30 years ago the life we live, they'd think it was a Twilight Zone hell. But because we've grown up in this hell, we're just like, no, it's natural.
Natural it's hell.
It's normal.
It's normal.
Normal natural.
And the little kid's first word, that like is a bit where she's like, Mavis is like, Dad, come quick. Little Dennis just said his first word.
And he's like, I can't come on command. It takes me time to build the nut.
No, oh, this is funny. No. No, he's not talking about semen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's this is one of the times. He is in the third one because they're on a boat. So fucking yes and, yes and.
No.
Didn't you go to UCB?
She just had a baby. He's not going to come on it.
Yeah, well, maybe she got the honeymoon stitch.
And
that's the noise of you having a baby.
He comes in and... The baby goes, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, really?
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I don't even say blah, blah, blah.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
I only say it when I say I don't say blah, blah, blah.
And they're like, well, you just said it there.
Yeah, you just said it. Fuck.
Why are you fucking secretly right wing Adam Sandler? Yeah. What are you doing? Is it just because you will hold on to your pants?
Yeah, and then what happens in HT3?
Well,
what else
go,
do they do?
They go on the cruise.
What happens on the cruise? Like,
well, it's like...
Is it literally just like a capsule adventure?
I totally farted it up because the film actually opens with like Drac and the boys, the lads, the squad, the fam. Mm. They're on a train and they're hiding. It's like the 1800s and they're hiding from Abraham Van Helsing, famous monster hunter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just like a cold open. So cold.
Yeah.
And open.
Right.
Like a dead bum hole. And freaking, so, they like run away from him or whatever. And then
let's turn the dial from icy cold up to, I want to hear your mayhem in, mischief making.
Has there been feedback about how I'm too blue?
Let's do less
like
bums.
Like a dead bum hole.
Let's do less bums.
Okay,
we're talking
then,
about
like
kids'
cold,
films.
Like a cold urethra.
No!
Kids aren't downloading this. Then we get like a montage of all the different times Van Helsing's tried to kill him, but you know, has failed.
That's funny. I want to watch that now.
And so that, yeah, it's really, it's like, I was impressed by it. So they go on the cruise, and then the rub is that actually the cruise is run by Van Helsing's great granddaughter,
right?
Who's the romantic lead interest for Adam Sandler?
Interesting.
And she is secretly luring them all there to kill Dracula to get the revenge that her grandfather never got. But he's still alive, but he's just a head with like a robot body. But it's all like old school machinery, so he's got like an accordion neck type stuff, like vaguely steampunky.
Yeah,
like vaguely cream punky. cream spunky.
Green punk.
Green, I think you're well ream. So it's that sort of thing, like Telly, Made in Chelsea, that kind of like reality TV stuff.
No.
No, it's not like that. What I meant was it's nothing like that, but that's kind of the hook.
Okay.
And then as it goes on, it's really a sequence, it's like an excuse for different fun sequences. They arrive in the Bermuda Triangle, they got like a deserted island, all these like mystical places where they have like a fun time, and each time she's sort of trying to kill him but also zinging with him, and she realizes that, you know, oh hey, we're not so different, also we're falling in love. It's got like a
is she played by his wife?
And no, she's played by like an actress.
Yeah, Jackie.
Like an actual actress, though, not okay. Adam Sandler's wife.
Not Jackie Sandler.
I think it's maybe Molly Shannon, but maybe it's totally not. And Molly Shannon's actually the werewolf's wife or something.
Imagine
there's no real
Michael
way
Shannon
to know without me. Michael Shannon would be good. He's like, oh, I am in love with you. And she's like, I will find him!
What's that from?
It's from Man of Steel. Person of Steel. I'm just doing a quick old think about the look of the cast and who I think might be the one who plays.
I don't want to hear.
It's Catherine Hahn plays Erica Van Helsing. Catherine Hahn. Do you know Catherine Hahn?
Yeah. She's in a lot of Adam Sandler stuff.
Well, like what?
Like just often as like an extra.
Little and often, instead of big, large meals, she has like small snacks throughout the day of appearing in. Oh, I know her. She's good. Yeah, totally. I like Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
I envisioned her looking different with a last name like Hahn. I thought she'd look like Harrison Ford.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of good guys in HT2 as well. The Johnny, the
father now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy Samberg.
Yeah. His mum and dad are in it, and they're played by Nick Offerman and his wife. What's her name? Molly?
Oh, his wife from Glee and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. No, his wife is the one from Party Down and Will and Grace, right?
Yeah.
She's I'm a lady with a voice.
Yeah, she does have a voice that is really distinct.
I like her,
Megan
though.
Megan
Mullally. Megan Mullally. Mullally?
Mullally?
Mullally.
Mulan.
Mulale, Chabela, arrivederci, recidivism. Recidivici.
That's nonsense.
The Medici crime family.
Luckily, everybody who listens to this pod has the same sense of humor as me, which is when you say words in an Italian accent.
That's what italics are. If you see something in italics, it means you have to read it in an Italian accent.
He's not kidding.
Yes, and...
In the one that I watched, there's a bit where they're trying to send the baby to sleep, and Adam's
like put it to sleep like you would an old pet that's no longer well.
No.
Yes.
They do that later with Steve Buscemi's character, the Wolfman.
Yeah, he's like my back really legs funny. Ain't working yeah, so until bad they're anymore. Just like, okay, old friend, yeah. We're going to live on a farm.
The doctor said. His liver would last another few months, but there's no point because his quality of life would be really low.
There's a thing in werewolf mythology, RE liver. Like, I think I could be insanely wrong or insanely right.
I like those
But
odds.
I think if you eat a werewolf's liver, it might cure your werewolfia, werewolfism, lycanthropy.
Yeah.
It might cure your lycanthropy because that's why Martin Clunes isn't a werewolf anymore.
Who is that?
He's one of the men behaving badly.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember men behaving... Well, because remember, they had to stop making that show because he got lycanthropy.
Okay.
Because he was walking along the moors. He was looking for moors murders evidence because he believed Myra Hindley was innocent.
Yeah.
And then he got attacked. Yeah, he got attacked by a werewolf.
Yeah.
And that's why they had to stop making the show for a while.
Oh, thank goodness.
But then Neil Morrissey... found him a werewolf liver on the deep web.
And luckily, that's when they did Men Behaving Badly 2.
Yeah,
back
Bad
to,
Boys for Life.
Yeah, fucking whatever.
Back to reality. Back to life.
Yeah.
Men behaving badly. Everybody knows that the men don't behave.
And there's Drac is like, I will sing a lullaby, and he sings this lullaby, and there and it's what is the actual one that goes?
If you've been inside a hen, you are probably quite small. But if the hen is large, you may be human-sized. Never go inside a hen. The coronavirus is a false flag.
No, don't. Oh, for goodness sake. Anyway, yes, that's not...
Twinkle, twinkle.
It's twinkle, twinkle, isn't it?
Or A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
True.
Mind blown galaxy brain.
Yeah, true.
So, but is it like blood and guts and kill the Pope? Hang yourself with oiled rope. Is it like anachronistically violent and scary, even though they're just all really nice?
Yes. Suffer, suffer, scream in pain. Blood is spilling from your brain. Zombies gnaw you like a plum. Piercing cries and you succumb.
No, that's good. You succumb.
You
like
succumb.
Jar Jar Binks giving
no, you
people...
suck cum.
Oh, gross. Like, it sounded like Jar Jar Binks
like
giving...
Like Jar Jar, yeah.
Like, but doing jack-off instruction videos. You suck gonna cum.
Yeah. Jesus.
You suck gonna stop? Okay, now you're gonna stroke us slowly. It feels deeply uncomfortable if you're sitting on a spike. No, yeah, I feel like you can't even do a Jar Jar Binks impression without it making you feel like you're gonna get cancelled.
I know.
And that's the and one thing George I've Lucas said that like, would get me cancelled.
I suppose. And George Lucas is like, there's like video footage of him being like, I don't see how you could ever look at Jar Jar and say that it was supposed to be. It's like this crazy underwater creature with gills and big ears. I can't believe how you'd say that it's supposed to be Jamaican. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I can't be racist. I made Red Tails, an all-black movie. I mean, come on, no one had done that before. That's an actual quote of George Lucas.
That is true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like he produced a film about black World War One pilots in like fucking 2012 or something. And then he's like, I mean, Red Tails, an all-black movie? Spike Lee. Spike me!
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, like, when you watch, like, Phantom Menace, and Jar Jar is going about, and you're just kind of like, what is he? Like, what's he supposed to be? Because part of his look is that he partly looks fishy, but he partly is wearing clothes as well, and he's wearing flares, and I'm just sort of like, what is that a caricature of?
Well, like,
and it looks like to me like almost like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, he's supposed to be a caricature of a stoner.
Like a beatnik type dude.
And it sort of follows that somebody like George Lucas would be like, well, you know,
stoners
like a...
Stoners are funny. Like Scoob.
like people
Yinky
from...
Scoob, I'm Jar Jar Binks. Let's get out of here.
Like people from Jamaica.
The coronavirus is a false flag.
Stop saying that.
It's not really a flag, man. It's a virus.
And then the end of the lullaby goes, suffer, suffer, scream in pain, you will never breathe again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's asleep and he's like, works every time.
But it is like,
so do you, we've been recording for 40 minutes now. Do you think I should continue to do Adam Sandler's Transylvania Dracula voice?
I think it's fine. Okay. I think it's totally okay to do because it's
go on
an impression of an impression, and it doesn't sound like you're doing like a Caribbean accent.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem. I mean, like the I can't help but, and it shouldn't annoy me, but it is that thing where like, oh yeah, you like really, it's all macabre and blood and guts, but also you're all really loving and don't eat humans and everything's nice. That's kind of the darkest thing he does, right? Is in Hotel Transylvania 2 where they have the Bluetooth joke.
Yeah.
That's freaking the best joke.
Yeah. There's a bit when, because Dracula is going on about how he can't use a mobile touchscreen.
Which he can't do. Phone. He can do in the third one because
really?
He's on Zinger, the dating app.
Nice. Interesting. And because he's got really long fingernails and he's trying to tap it and it's not working. And
yeah, he's like... It's not working because of my fingernails. Listen to them. It's not working.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happens. How it goes.
Yeah.
And Johnny is like, "Oh yeah, you're right. We'll just use Bluetooth instead." And Drake just goes, "Bluetooth, come here!" And this like massive tooth comes
it's
over.
It's a glowing Bluetooth.
It's like a glowing, like big, like a dog-sized tooth.
It's
human tooth.
Wait, it's like
a molar.
Wait, it's like a. Is the tooth the size of a dog, or is it the size of a dog's tooth but in the shape of a human tooth? Or is it a tooth in the shape of a human that's the size of a dog's tooth that's blue?
No, it's like a golden retriever sized.
Okay.
Human molar shaped tooth.
Yeah, no, yeah, that tracks.
And it has a face that's just like looks really unimpressed.
What do you want me to do?
It's
I'm
just
a
like,
sad
hey.
Tooth.
Yeah.
Because he's
and
blue.
Then he's like, and then Drac is like, okay, now what?
Every color is assigned to a mood in our culture.
Uh-huh.
Red is angry.
Right.
Blue is sad.
Sure.
Yellow is mellow. Green with envy.
Right.
Purple with hate.
Yeah.
Turquoise with ennui. Because it's kind of blue.
Teal and the Houses of Parliament, they're connected.
Yeah, that's why brown sauce is brown.
Brown
because they
sauce.
Couldn't get the teal. Yeah. So HP... V is a sexually transmitted virus.
Yeah.
Never bloody come again. In the cream is the blood. Little mouse,
stop it.
Be my bud.
Little mouse.
Yeah, the little mouse. swam and made a bucket of cream. It's Christopher Walken in something.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
Is it in Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
Speaking of HPV.
There was two mice eating a bucket of cream.
And one of them had blood in his stool.
Do it as Shaggy.
Like Jinky Scoob, I found blood in my semen.
No, talk about the mice.
Like Jinky Scoob, there was cream in my blood. And the mice. Oh, God, the mice.
Yeah. There's one bit when... are there any times in Hotel Transylvania 3 when Johnny says... refers to his backpack as though it's like a living creature.
The backpack is a super cool plot point in Hotel Transylvania.
Really?
Yeah, because he... Well, I don't want to...
Tell me all about it.
Well, it's at the end. It's like near the end of the movie. The basic... Basically, the... Pardon me.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Can we mix that in? Like, so it's like a few times in a row.
No.
Burp.
I burped on the...
Auto-tune it, so it's the Mario theme tune.
I burped on the anger management one, and I found it and edited it out, because I was just like, Jesus, I'm not putting Christ. That in somebody's ear hole.
That must have taken you years to find.
No.
Yeah, no, it would have, because it's such a long podcast.
Pretty long.
It's a podcast.
Are we going to top that today?
No.
I think with this energy.
Oh, yeah, because you're full of beans.
I think we've mellowed out and we're cruising along.
Cruising for a bruising you know along what they the say. River punch.
You know what they say, if you go slower, you get farther. But it takes longer.
Slow
so
and
that's
steady
what we want to do.
The race. Fast and quick, you're at his grace. Somewhere in betwixt the two. You will arrive, but who knows who will be there for you when you get shoes that no longer suit you.
What? All right.
What? Watch me. Watch me now. Step back, don't kiss myself.
That reminds me of Rocky IV, but I won't talk about it because I...
Did you do a big old Rocky? You did a big old Rocky IV chat. You talked about Rocky IV a bit in real life.
Real life, yeah.
Well, the podcast is also in real life.
Oh, yes, true. I think I did mention it in the anger management.
I think, yeah, because I listened to it. And you talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you talk about anger management in it.
Yeah. And it's like...
Yes, and...
If you're going to be doing steroids...
You're going to have blood in your stool.
Yeah, and you'll need anger management in order to cope with how angry blood makes you.
Blood makes me so angry, man. Angry. Rocky's life
Jinkies
is...
Jinkies, Rocky, why do you even have to fight anymore?
Like Jinkies, Rocky, I don't want to do fighting. Like Jinkies, Scoob.
Look at those... bars. It's
you'll
really
have to
maxing it out.
If you hit normalize though, all the weirdness will get sucked out of it. Like that Chuck Palahniuk story
like
where the
Jinkies.
Guy sits on the pool thing and it sucks out his intestines.
Oh yeah.
Chuck Palahniuk. Fuck Fallon Puick.
That
stop being
happens
such an edgy bone boy.
Yeah. That happens in
Ghost World. But not actually Ghost World.
What are those movies about people dying and the...
ABCs of Death?
No, older.
Older than that. Faces of Death.
Final Destination.
Oh, really? Is it in Final Destination 5?
No, it's like 2 or 3.
It must be 3.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember any of them.
He gets like sucked onto the... He's swimming and he just like gets sucked onto the like grate on the bottom of the pool.
There's a bit, it reminds me of Alien.
I've been in swimming pools and those are like not that powerful.
There was in the swimming pool in Kincorth, there was a guy who used to stand in front of the air jet and like, you know, like he wasn't all there. So like you didn't want to be mean about it, but you definitely knew he was getting his dick massaged by the thing. And maybe it's
the air jet like under the water.
Yeah, maybe that's why he liked to go swimming. But canonically in Piranha 2... There's a guy, the guy from the advert that's like, luck is so lonely in the UK. He's like a fat rubbish.
Yeah,
I shouldn't make fun of his size. That's
no
good.
I know what you mean.
But he is like fucking the air, the water pump or whatever. And then maybe a piranha eats his dick. Mm. And also reminds me of in Alien Resurrection when acid blood of the alien makes a little hole in the window of the spaceship. And then the alien-human hybrid one that's super creepy and skeletal. Gets like all souped out and it kind of looks like stop motion or whatever.
Yeah.
Sidebar, I would like to apologize because in our last episode I made a lot of jokes about suicide, which isn't actually funny. So moving on, yeah, when I listened back to it, I was like, every couple minutes, I was like, oh yeah, and kill yourself and stuff. And I mean, it's okay to talk about having cummy blood stool, but you shouldn't take your own life because, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, all feelings pass and you can always get help and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would like to actually apologize for that sincerely from the bottom of my dick. But no, but sincerely though.
We don't do sincere things on this podcast.
But what did you think about that scene in Alien Resurrection?
I think that is an appropriate representation of the difference in pressure between inside and outside a spaceship when it's in outer space.
Between incel and outcell. If you get mad, pause.
The pressure
outcell.
Between the swimming pool, the water in a swimming pool, and the like suction of the like filtration system, that is not such a massive difference in pressure. It wouldn't suck your intestines out.
It would suck the skin from your bone and then it's make so the funny. Bone like fall to bits.
It's so funny because it does. It doesn't just suck his guts out. It sucks his whole body. And there's like bones in the... Because you can see it coming out.
There's bones in the chocolate. Does it leave his skin?
What's that from?
It's from an episode of Last Podcast on the Left about how Jeffrey Dahmer worked
in
a chocolate factory.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And he used to say that he would scatter some bones in the chocolate.
Oh, I know. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, he wasn't a very nice man.
No.
Very lonely.
Yeah.
I think if society had been a bit... Well, no, because he was also into them being asleep. Because I think a lot of it for Dahmer was repressed homosexuality. He was, like, embarrassed about finding men attractive.
Yeah.
And then I remember he talked about how he saw, like, a mailman, a postal delivery person.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, I really like their postage thighs. Yeah. But I can't ever do a sex with them because I guess I believe that's wrong, even though it's not.
Yeah.
But if they were asleep, I could fondle their bits and like touch their soft genitals without getting in trouble or caught or shamed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start like knocking people out and feeling them up. And then eventually that, I mean, he bought a mannequin and he used to whack off onto that.
Yeah.
And then eventually that escalated to, what I'm going to do is knock people out, drill holes in their head.
Yeah, totally.
Pour acid into their head to try and make my own sex zombie.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, eventually...
It's absolutely outrageous.
But I think it all comes from the fucking stupid bullshit. I mean, obviously, he had other things as well.
Mm.
But if they didn't treat homosexuality like such a fucking sin...
Yeah, totally.
Then maybe he would have been able to not make that weird connection in his brain.
Yeah.
Or something.
I know, I mean... Because he certainly was, as far as I know from the stories, he was interested in... like death and bones before he was like sexually active or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose then maybe it was always innate. He would have still been a serial killer, but he could have had a healthy sexual lifestyle as well.
Right.
Like they wouldn't have tied nothing to...
Totally. Like, and I'd feel like maybe it wouldn't have compounded into like the monster that he became.
Yeah.
You know, if the society, if culture was just like a bit more like open about shit.
Yeah. If he didn't, if he wasn't.
I don't know.
It's difficult to say.
Because it's weird, because he's one of the ones where you're like, you feel, sometimes you look at it and you're like, oh, I can see why he became a serial killer. And other times you look at it and you're like, no, he was born a serial killer.
Yeah.
He's got kind of both going on.
I mean, like, it could just be a case of, even if he was, I don't know, I feel like we're on thin ice here.
Well, yeah, we veered right off the path onto the frozen lake.
He would have still been, you sacrificed your footing for a killing blow. he might have just killed regardless of gender and just been able to like have the gay sex he wanted to and find a loving supportive partner anyway and then just killed. But I think, I don't know, when is sexuality tied to the killing? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because like Bundy...
Yeah.
He was fucking straight women or cis women or whatever and still also killing and beating up straight cis women.
Yeah.
So I guess Dahmer would have found another reason to kill.
Yeah.
And maybe he wanted, even if he wasn't ashamed, maybe if he was even out, he would have still wanted a sex zombie or whatever. I really feel like it sounds like I've said something bad.
No. I mean, it's not...
What I'm saying is it's society's fault.
Sure.
And
we definitely, I think everyone who's listening, which is everyone, can agree on.
Yeah, on homophobia bad.
Yeah.
Serial killing also bad.
Bad.
But not as bad as, like, societal homophobia.
Right.
Well, no, I think...
I suppose, yeah.
In terms of death...
Vicious cycle.
In terms of death caused.
Sure.
I bet serial killers have killed less people than fucking straight, like, oh, let's kill gays.
Yeah, I guess.
Like in Uganda and shit.
Maybe.
Well, that's Christianity's fault. So really, true. You can take it back to not all religion, but certainly Judeo-Christian homophobia has been responsible for like a lot of death.
Yeah.
It's aberrant.
Yes.
If God was real, he would strike down and fucking punish every single Christian.
Yeah. Fuck God.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Beep.
Beep.
That was us swearing, but it was such a bad swear that we had to censor it out.
Yeah.
That's what the beep was. It wasn't supposed to be us flatlining.
It was just the voice of God, but all he did was be like, cunting fucking cunting shite.
Couldn't fucking put my doll money to reference Tom's story. Yeah. Is this the best film that Kevin James is in? Like any of them?
Yeah, possibly.
Are these the best Kevin James vehicles? They're not Kevin James vehicles.
I think we maybe even... That rings a bell, that conversational thread, because
with
I feel
a
like...
W, like you're...
A well.
Like you're trying to wring out a towel, but you're trying to...
Oh, ring.
A bell,
no.
Like a bell end.
No.
Ring my bell!
It zings. Shut up!
Oh, jeez! Oh, jinkies! I can't do it now. Oh, jinkies, Scoob! I can't do the voice now!
Yeah, anyway.
Ring my bell!
No, rings.
Like in Rocky, they're like, ring his bell.
Yeah.
Ring out his bell end like a wet towel.
That's it, Rock. You got him in the corner. Now ring his bell.
Pull down his trousers and use both hands to try and wring all the moisture out of the tip of his penis, Rocky.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, if it wasn't for the fucking inherent homophobia in society, maybe Rocky could have done that. They are deeply gay films. There's some hot shit going on in Rocky 3 and 4.
Yeah, honestly.
I must have sex with him for Russia.
Yeah, Rocky 3 is genuinely sexual.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Like,
Rocky
when they're running along the beach, I'm like, oh, what's going on? I'm having
exactly.
Dahmer-esque thoughts. I wish I could sedate these men so that I didn't disappoint my family.
Totally.
Nah, my family love me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But the stuff in, like, in Rocky 1 and Rocky 2, they're both grimy, sort of supposedly gritty, like...
No, they are. They're legit gritty.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
They're as gritty as the mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers.
And even though, and the kind of homosexual aspect of it is like sort of
it's top down
subtext.
Yeah, it's definitely
as in
like,
two men want to fight each other.
Yeah, it's
in but
fact,
in the
yeah,
third one,
really,
it's like the man that he originally wanted to fight is now like his trainer, who's going to train him to have like he trains him not just to fight but to dance. Because he's like, you gotta get rhythm.
Yeah, you put the like
and then
deep,
they're like running on the beach.
They're like,
honestly,
yeah,
as we don't need to. Yeah, but and Carl Weathers is like in, I dare say, real good shape.
Oh yeah, he's like,
and
a
he's
sexy
wearing a fucking tank top.
So you can see
he's
his
got
belly.
He's got a t-shirt on. He's torn the sleeves off.
Come on,
and
now,
he's
man,
torn
don't...
the midriff so that you can just like see this like marble slab that he has.
You did some good training today, Rocky. Now I'm gonna rub you down and finger your prostate.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, my prostate treated like the punching bag. Punch
he wants
prostate.
Him to massage his prostate, but with his boxing glove.
With his boxing groin. Hey,
put
yo,
the boxing
Adrian.
Glove on your dick.
Hey, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hey, yo, Adrian, I've wasted all our money in novelty condoms that have boxing gloves on the... I think it was a thing when I was a kid. Like, people used to have, like, boxing gloves that would hang off... Like, just one boxing glove that would hang off their wing mirror. Not their wing mirror. Like, the one in the middle, the central mirror in their car.
Rear view.
Hello. you use that mirror for looking at folks' arses.
Yeah, because it's easier to see.
Yeah, because they're like so shamed. They're like, oh, we have to pretend to be straight. Let's have a rear view mirror.
Right. People did hang little boxing glove.
Why though?
Pendants.
Why? I like a tchotchke. I like a little totem, you know?
Right.
Is it just because they're like, we like boxing? Is that what it was? I don't want to be put in a box.
No.
Even when I die. But everything's a box, isn't it? This house is a box.
Boxing is literally so boring.
Why do they call it a ring?
I don't know. They should call it a rink.
They should call it the boxing.
They should combine it with ice skating, because that would make it exciting. It's a square.
Squat.
The boxing squat.
The boxing squat.
Rocky, get back in the squat. He's a wrecking machine. You gotta eat lightning and crap thunder.
Nice.
He says that.
Cool. Yeah.
He's like, Jinky Scoop, you gotta eat lightning and poo blood. Come blood. Cannibal Corpse are in the movie Ace Ventura.
And there's a bit when they're driving. Drac is like.
Oh, Drac and the boys.
Drac and the boys get in a car because Drac is like. Because Jonathan and Mavis go to California to check whether it would be good to raise a kid there. And it's Drac's secret plan to get some time with baby Dennis.
Oh, to try teach and him. Give him conversion therapy.
Right. And it's a little bit. It's not weird because like the movie is handled, like the story is handled deftly enough, but like Drac is like quite he's sort of a rambunctious character because you're just like, how does he get to this point where he's like so adamant that he needs to have like a vampire son that he's going to push this like
grandson,
yeah, that he's going to push this like 5-year-old kid into those like crazy situations.
Yeah, it's weird. It does kind of betray this sort of like, well, no, because in the first one, he's like a dinglebang as well. Because
yeah.
He's like, no daughter of mine will get her hymen broken by a human.
Right. He says hymen like again and again.
There's a bit when he looks at the camera and goes, hymen, 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 yeah. Hymen, hymen, hymen.
Right.
But then, no, I'm not going to tell that joke.
But it's funny because instead of it being like an aspect of the movie where you're like, the writers really kind of were asleep in that over that,
yeah,
at that bit or whatever. It's just like Dracula's just like a kind of weird character, and he has these like eccentricities.
But yeah, he's like we said, Sandler is like sort of vaguely righty, so it does play a little bit like,
yeah,
my grandson needs to be more tough.
Yeah. No, it totally does.
And then they introduce Mel Brooks as his granda, who's even more like,
yeah,
fuck all humans,
yeah, yeah,
bite their hymens,
yeah,
and their boy hymens.
No,
well, boys have hymens, they just break them when they do their first poo.
Gross.
It's real and true. Mine keeps growing back, that's why I've always got blood in my stool.
It keeps growing back because you don't eat enough.
Poutine.
Imagine if
I ate poutine yesterday.
Imagine if the only way to imagine if you passing stool was essential for life.
It is.
But the only way to pass stool was to eat stool. But you had to eat food as well. But in order for that food to get pushed through your system,
you had to finish it off with a
turd.
Well, like what do they call
gross.
It?
Gross. Why did you make me say that?
The master dough or whatever. You know, like when you bake bread, you keep one piece of yeast.
Like in a sourdough, yeah.
What's it called?
Just like the culture or the starter?
Yeah, but no, there's a name for the ancestral yeast or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the mother dough.
I think it's the mother, yeah.
Well, I like that. I like that it's maternal.
It is with apple cider vinegar.
What?
Because you
those are just three different things.
No.
Yeah, there's apples, there's cider, and there's vinegar.
Yeah, it's a chronological.
That's it's like a breakdown of the process. Yeah.
I don't describe the arrow.
Like how
that
they
goes
used
in.
To call humans.
Come on,
egg, baby, bigger baby, bigger baby, child,
yeah. Jeremy
teenager,
Carson.
Adult, older adult, retired, useless adult that should be killed to save resources, bones.
Yeah.
But then they just changed it to humans because of the blood barrier.
Blood barrier.
Yeah, when you poo, you're pooming.
I don't like remembering that I have a poo hymen.
Yeah, well, if you can think of it, that's why we eat rock and pumice stones to sharpen our poo so that it pokes out easily. Like serration, the serration nation. Evisceration.
And when they're in the car,
castration.
When they're in the car, it's funny because
He's like, spay or neuter, you're humans.
They're listening to like some like chart music.
Is it like, do you reckon it's maybe Selena Gomez or something?
Yeah,
or is
something it, like that.
Is it like a real song though?
Yes.
Okay.
But it wasn't like a pop song like with actual lyrics. It was just like a kind of remix type song. Which like, I remember in the first one, like me and Lockie had a hard time with the kind of really cheap like songs that are in it. With the
like in terms of the like modern day pop,
yeah,
hits.
Just because like,
scores are really good. They're Mark Mothersbaugh. They are like pop and fresh.
The actual like dramatic score,
yeah.
But then there's like songs that they sing that are just like, long baby,
oh yeah, you gotta love me, but don't let me know, because that's not how love works. You have to pretend to hate me so that I'll try and please you. That's not a normal thing to not do.
Yeah. There's a bit in HD2 when they're like, Drac is like, oh, that's not dancing. I will show you dancing. And then this song comes on that's like, we're going down for real. Bow, bow,
go, bow, 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 bow. It's going down for.
You're just like, why does it have to have like a real song? But I guess. Exactly.
They all end with dance parties.
Yeah.
The third one ends with, it has a. What's it called? Here's a little song I wrote.
Yeah.
And then it's got I'm picking up good vibrations in my poo hymen breaker.
Right.
And then the third one they do is Hey, son of me, a polygria macarena.
Yeah.
A coronavirus is a false flag. Hey, macarena. Hi.
Yeah. But instead, Drac is like, stop listening to this chart music crap. And he boots on like a book on tape, and it's Bigfoot's life story. And it's just
like just the Bigfoot.
No, that Bigfoot, is a joke in those the Yeti.
Movies. In those movies, in every single one of them, there's a giant.
Oh yeah,
and that's
yeah.
all it is, and it's Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, it's Bigfoot's life story, and it's just, it's like, welcome to Bigfoot's life story, book one, chapter one. It's just like some
and
growling.
Dances to that.
Yeah. No, they don't dance. They're driving in the car.
Yeah, and he says, that's not how you dance. This is how you dance.
No, no, two separate times.
There's a bit in the third one when...
They were two separate times.
There were two separate times, and Fred Armisen isn't real. He's a hologram. There's
Fred Armisen.
There's a bit in the third one when they're on the cruise, and a chupacabra goes up to the bar, and he's like, hey, I'm super thirsty. Give me a drink. I'm a chupacabra. And they give him a goat in a cup. Because that's chupacabra funny, yeah. means goat sucker.
Nice.
So that's cool.
That's funny.
I like that.
Yeah.
What they should have had was him just raw dogging it, sucking off a goat dick.
Cheepers, creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers? That film was directed by a pedophile. It was Victor
Salva. Okay,
Salva.
All right.
Cancel him.
No, you're right.
You're right, and when you're right, you're right.
It's like there should be like a rule, like in the calendar, like every blue moon or whatever.
Blue moon.
It's like a. Every now and then somebody brings up the movies Jeepers Creepers and they're like, fucking love that film. And you're just like,
you have to be like, guess
yeah.
what? Guess what?
Can I just show you something?
Can I just tell you that?
Like, I'm not saying that they're bad.
But I am.
But just look at this article.
They were produced, the first one was produced by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, no.
Francis Ford Coppola feel of a child. Blue Moon, Victor Salva is a beast. We shouldn't let him make films. Let's murder him with corrective surgery.
There's lots of bits in this movie when
they,
it like cuts
they try
away
and justify
to,
pederasty.
It cuts away to like
Victor Salva
just random gags that are quite funny.
Yeah, well, normally, see, like I think the concept of sort of cutaway gags now has been like sort of tied inherently to the sort of shitty Seth MacFarlane Family Guy humor.
Yeah,
and like even that sort of like. The proto version of that, I think, was Scrubs. But you can do good cutaway gags.
Yeah.
Like, I think this movie lends itself to it because you can, you know, like, oh, hey, I've got butterflies in my tummy. And then we see he's got, like, a dead body's tummy nailed to the wall and then there's butterflies inside of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, just get rid of those and you won't be nervous anymore. And he's like, well, I guess. Maybe if I become a eunuch. And he tears his balls off.
Jesus.
There's the third one has like some good cutaway stuff with the airline they're on is like entirely run by gremlins.
Nice. That's
like,
funny.
Yeah, no, it works. And there's no, they never explain it or anything. It's yeah. just like people know.
Yeah.
And the gremlins look sort of just enough like the movie Gremlins.
Yeah, yeah, that's
just
fun.
Just enough to not get sued, I guess. Yeah. By Joe Dante.
Yeah, totally.
Who I don't think has killed anyone or done any diddling. He hasn't been caught for it.
Has he made any movies?
Well, he made a movie with John Landis, I think, right? Did he do one of the Twilight Zones? Yeah, he did. And John Landis killed folk on the set of that film.
Yeah.
Including, never mind.
By accident, on purpose.
But yeah, no, on purpose, but by accident, on yeah. purpose.
No, but recently, has Joe Dante made anything, or is he dead?
He made the whole 3D, like, I think, like, maybe a decade ago or something, which isn't to be confused with the film Hole.
Oh.
The one with, I think, like, Thora Birch and Keira Knightley.
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Domino Harvey, and I'm a bounty hunter in the hole. And then there was that
Senator
sequel.
Chancellor Palpatine, my name is Domino Harvey.
And I am a bounty hunter. And I will not condone a course of action that will lead people to war.
But I will send my handmaiden to Tatooine because she is interested in seeing the robots or whatever.
She likes stuff.
Have
you seen the sequel of The Whole Nine Yards?
She's honestly like, I just really want to see the culture. And he's just like, I don't...
Why? There is no culture.
Sand.
Well,
that's all there is down here.
Yeah, it's coarse and rough and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, it sure does.
But there's a little hand wavy stuff in those films because it's like, we'll send the boy back to Tatooine for reasons and yeah. I'll take the child girl because I'm Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
My wife and I have always wanted a daughter and we don't want to go through any appropriate channels because we used to abuse animals so they won't give us one.
Yeah. They've been trying to stop us for years. In fact, an envoy is on the way right here right now to stop us.
To stab banthas with apple corers just because we're nasty bastards.
Nasty banthas.
We're the space version of the Moors murders and Martin Clunes wants to investigate us, but he got turned into a space werewolf, and he's the werewolf that was edited out of A New Hope. And Caroline Ahern, she's actually the inspiration for... She's the woman from Men Behaving Badly.
Oh, right.
She's the inspiration for the real-life creature, a nematode. Because time travelers came... The time travelers who created all life on Earth... they came forward in time and said, Caroline Ahern, a worm, let's make nematodes.
Jeepers.
But it was because of a typo, because God said, we need more toads. And someone was like, oh, you need more toad, like a nematode.
Right,
we'll make a nematode.
I'll edit it so that you're just saying that part and you don't say anything about the worm.
Definitely edit out the dumber stuff.
I can't.
But leave this in so that people are like, what was it?
And then they check the Patreon to check if...
We could add in a couple bleeps at least. A couple chiptune bleeps and blips. Just the sonic ring noise.
We'll go back afterwards and if there's anything, if it's fucked... I'll edit. You can put a disclaimer over the top of it.
Yeah, just, hi, instead of this, it's me talking for a minute. Yeah, we'll do
that. I'll leave my track going so that it's like,
okay.
I know he is, hi.
Yes, I agree. I am ugly. So, plot-wise, talk me through a little bit about the sort of Mel Brooks antagonism of the second film, because he's almost the villain, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You only really... They mention him a couple of times. They seed his character.
They fill him with seed.
No, don't. And
fill me with your seed. I'm Mel Brooks.
And then he comes in the last like 20, 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, he's not really in it. And he only shows up because Mavis invites him to this...
Ed Edmondson
party?
Tribute.
What even is the party they're having? I think it's just the kid's fifth birthday.
It's a celebration of Ed Edmondson.
Imagine
all the people who wouldn't attend that shit.
Imagine all
no
the
one
people
cares about him.
Were Ed Edmondson.
Oh no! Martin Clunes isn't Aid Edmondson, but the world
would
be a better place if he was.
You may say you're Rick Mail.
Dun, 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 dun. But you're dead. Rick Mail's dead.
Is he?
Yeah, he died.
I didn't know that.
Aid Edmondson lived. He's the boy who lived.
Right.
And Rick Mail died. He's the man who died.
Well, I don't like that.
Why? Because you love Guesthouse Paradiso.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember it. I watched... No, what is it?
It's a Coen Brothers movie about the song Hotel California.
Chalk and cheese at the Hotel Transylvania.
Chalk
Such
and
a
cheese.
Lovely Thrace.
the
Thracian Wars.
What is Thrace? You can get in touch by email at sandlerprints@gmail.com
or
Instagram, Footprints in the Sandler, or Twitter, Footprints in the Sandler. And let us know. Message us in any form that you wish. What is Thrace?
You could write it in betwixt two napkins, fold them up, and send them to
Well, there's
what
no
Michael
physical
said.
Address.
There's no physical address.
Take a picture of
them. Take
that
a picture
you did
of
that.
Them. It'll last longer, and then send those pictures to
Will it last
Flickr.
Longer? What if the internet went down?
Down! Well, it would depend
Get
on.
Down.
It would depend on if you back everything up twice, like you should do nowadays. Back everything in cold storage and in a bucket of cream with two mice. What are you doing to your ear?
It's itchy.
What, so you scratched it?
Sure.
Fucking basic Michael scratching itches. Nothing's worse than having an itch you can't scratch. Every listener right now has an itch on their nose. You have an itchy nose, and if you disagree, wear clothes. But if you
stop
agree,
rhyming.
Get naked. Why stop rhyming? It's not criming. I can rhyme all I please. I have made you scratch your neck as if you have some fleas.
Okay.
What?
What was the question? Oh, yeah.
Talk
Vlad,
about Mel Boo Boo.
Yeah, Vlad comes in and he has this he has this buddy called Bela.
Okay.
Which is like, I suppose...
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
He's dead, according to Bauhaus.
Yeah. And he's like a gargoyle vampire. Like a one of those horrible
I kind
of
remember that. Yeah, he's like more... He's like bat-like. He has a reticulated nose and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. It's so reticulated.
So reticulated. Good evening, good afternoon, Mrs. Owl. You're out kind of early.
The chipmunk blows.
Yeah.
The chipmunk blows.
Oh, Mrs. Chipmunk.
Just
I'm
to be mean.
To everything.
Yeah.
Chipmunks are chaotic neutral at best.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because all D&D alignment
And
jokes.
Vlad comes in and is like, they're all really scared that he's going to be like, you know, humans. So the humans dress up as zombies.
Okay, which is a fun twist on the original one when they have a town of zombies pretending to be humans.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, I've met a lot of people who are more like zombies than they are like true living humans because they haven't passed the Gomja Bar.
What's Gomja Bar?
The Gomja Bar. In Dune.
Oh, I haven't read Dune yet.
The test that the Reverend Witches, what is it? Gaius Mohaim? I can't remember. Helen Mohaim? Helen Hunt? They do a test. They make Paul Atreides put his hand in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll feel pain, but it's only if you pull your hand out, it means you're an animal. But if you keep your hand in, it means you're a human because you're able to use your mind to overcome the illusory pain, the fleeting pain for the promise of goodness in the future. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer.
Yeah.
Dune is so good. We're going to do a podcast about Dune. I mean, me as in we, as in the royal we, as in me and Kyle MacLachlan. We're going to do it when the new one comes out. We're going to do a podcast about the old one.
Cool.
Me and Kyle.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me and Kylie Jenner MacLachlan. Kylie
you should do
Jenner
a pod.
MacLachlan.
You should do a pod about every minute of the new Dune.
People do those podcasts and I'm
248
like,
episodes.
People do those podcasts. Do. Those podcasts. And I'm like, who wants to listen to a minute about Ghostbusters or Jurassic Park? I want to listen to minutes about multiple minutes. Like Jinky Scoop. We're running out of ideas for podcasts.
How can we stretch this out to 200 episodes?
How can we stretch this out like if you're very constipated and you do a poo that's so big it's sore?
Well, remember, if you can't poo, it's because you haven't eaten enough poo.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're eating anything, there's going to be poo in it.
Occasionally people come into my life and are like, no way, you record a podcast. That's so cool. What's it called? Should I listen to it? And I'm just like, no. When we're recording this, I'm like, Fuck me.
Well, what I mean,
listen, check out our latest. Check out our latest episode. It's all about Poos, Poo Hyman, and Jeffrey Dahmer.
If you've got to be yourself, we didn't talk about Jeffrey Dahmer even once in this podcast. You've got to be yourself. You can't be nobody else. And the thing is, would you want to hide your true self?
My true self isn't talking about poo all the time.
Well, like, what did you just talk about? Because you're not, this isn't a bit.
All right. True.
True.
Case closed. Brown?
Like poo.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
You opened up the case again.
Now the room is filling with poo. We're drowning in poo.
Jesus Christ.
It's liquid poo.
That's gross.
It's pee. Pee is just poo that's too thin.
No.
It is. It's super thin.
It is,
poo.
Isn't it? That's basically what it
and
is.
And then you pee out chunks of corn.
Yeah.
Like high
all
pressure.
Poo has corn in it.
Well, even, and like all spew has carrots in it.
Yeah.
Poo has corn and spew has carrots. If you disagree, nothing and, rhymes with carrots.
Vlad is like...
Vlad?
He looks at Dennis and is like, oh, he's just a late fanger. They're always going on about whether he's going to get his fangs or not.
Okay.
And everybody's like, he's just a late fanger. He's going to get them soon. And they think he's going to...
Get
know,
them soon
blow
because
a gasket.
He's just a late fanger.
No, they think that Vlad is going to blow a gasket.
Oh, yeah, worried he's going to, yeah.
But he doesn't. He's just like, he's a late fanger.
It's okay.
And everything is going fine. And then Bella is like watching from outside and like, is like, humans. It's really weird. It just like suddenly there is a villain in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite liked the middle part of it. I feel like I enjoyed it more than the middle part of the first movie.
Okay. Well, the middle part of the first movie is like the... I haven't seen it in years.
I can't really remember.
Remember Ben. I can't really remember Ben. I think the second act is usually the most boring part of most films.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's also when it's like in the Hotel Transylvania 2, the second act or like the middle of the movie is less constricted because it's got like no like plot mechanisms going on exactly like it does,
mm-hmm.
but it's mostly but just doesn't. The adventure like just going along.
Yeah, whereas the end, having, it's Drake and the boys.
Yeah, it's Drake and the boys. And they go jolly. To and Drake is like, we're going to take him to where I learned to be an evil vampire, which is like Camp Winnipecaca. It's called
Winnipecaca. You think yeah. it'd be like Camp Blood and Guts or Caca or something?
They make
Caca.
A joke. They make a joke about that.
Caca, as in poo.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They make
like,
a joke
know,
about that.
Well, check your notes and I'll talk about how Adam Sandler's notorious for making these location-based films really as an excuse to get his friends away on a jolly.
Yeah.
So do you think all his friends to the Hotel Transylvania? Guys, come and I'm Adam Sandler. And come and we'll make a film at the hotel. We'll eat chalk and cheese at the Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a jolly dolly, Holly. You know, like they went to Africa for Blended or they traveled back in time to the 80s for The Wedding Singer or Grown Ups, they just had time off and they like...
What if we made a movie where we got time off?
What if we made a movie where we don't have to work?
Yeah.
What if we made a sequel without Rob Schneider but Ewan didn't notice because Ruin is real and Ewan doesn't exist?
Yeah. On the way to Camp Winnipecaca, they're driving in their car and they're listening to Bigfoot's...
I imagine them on a mountain road, reminiscent of the start of The Shining.
Yeah, similar.
So, but like it's a road.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there is a road through the mountains.
They all need to roam, you know.
Mm. They did.
They do. No, they even now.
No.
Every single road leads to Rome if you're leaving from there and going to Rome.
What a cool thing.
What thing's
all
cool?
All roads lead to Rome.
That would be cool. When in Rome, that face when you're in that feel when you're in Rome and all the boys are on Ket.
Good reference to
something no one else
a visual.
Yeah, but people
meme.
love hearing in jokes and private jokes.
All right.
And not getting them because they're like, oh.
I liked that one, those private in jokes between you and I. I like those a lot.
My favorite soldier in any war ever is private in joke. And he's like, aren't you going to charge the baddies? Aren't you going to storm the beaches? And he's like, no, because Snidely Wobble, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you wanted to watch The Mummy, you watched The Mummy.
I did watch The Mummy, but I did also watch and you were Transylvania. Totally.
And you were sending me images of Imhotep.
Imhotep. Well,
and he was looking really funny. He just has these like expressions that... I remember him as being like a really menacing, like evil supernatural monster, but he's like quite a campy guy.
You can be both.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anaxunamon.
Yeah, and he just has these funny faces. And well, then, I found, and then Ruin was adding like captions that were making me laugh.
I googled the mummy memes because I was just like, that'll be a thing. That'll definitely be a thing. And then it was like 14 mummy memes that perfectly sum up Thanksgiving when you're a teenager. Right, that was real, the ones I sent you. I didn't make the first ones that were like when Thanksgiving dinner is ready and stuff.
Yeah.
Or like when you've eaten Thanksgiving dinner and it's just a picture of Imhotep smiling. Yeah. Someone had made them.
Yeah.
And then we changed it to be, we kept removing the context further and further until it was just like the, that feel when you're in Rome. Yeah, you do as the Romans do.
Hold on, wait. Something happened when we were recording to the microphone cable, something happened to it, and that meant that my side of the conversation disappeared, and you can't hear me saying really funny stuff, but Ruin's side is still there. And he's talking, and you can kind of hear me in the background, so maybe I'll just leave it like that. But what if I say something really funny? Maybe I should dub it in, like post-mix it, like ADR, my own words and stuff. Well, I'll see what happens. Please. Please keep listening.
You sent a really funny one. What was that? It's like the bit when he's conjuring the sandstorm that has his face in Brendan Fraser's seminal Stephen Sommers movie, The Mummy, 1999, which is the last great adventure movie ever made. And he's got arms outstretched, like as if he's trying to touch the sun. But what was the caption? It was something really funny. Like... It was like when the vibe hits or something. I can't remember. Who can remember? If only there were some way to check. No one can check. He's not doing it right now. I think the most important thing to remember about the Hotel Transylvania films is that although the world spins around the sun, so too do a bunch of smaller things orbit Adam Sandler. And so, I'm not vamping. I'm talking about how Sandler is the sun. When you lost in the club and you see your boys and you all go to Rome on holiday. Can you put that up as like an image for... Can you make that the podcast's image?
Yeah.
It's Imhotep's hand up.
His face is like...
Allah God. No, it's maybe a little bit.
And
we've all gone to Rome on holiday. It's The Mummy. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's true. There, and it's not even like there's most of the deaths that aren't our pro tags are like, you know, non people that aren't white, and it feels a little like. But then all of our featured deaths, all the people being punished, are like. You know, asshole, like, I'm here to hunt treasure and take stuff back to the museum. Yeah. And there's a guy that gets his eyes and tongue taken out, and he's like, and I took my eyes and my tongue! Yeah. And it freaked me out when I was a kid. And then he gets killed. And I remember being like, I still love it. And now he gets killed, and I remember even this time being like, oh, well, at least he doesn't live in, like, agony or whatever. But I think you could have a totally okay life without eyes and tongue. So I felt, like, guilty for feeling like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. You don't have to suppose. I fucking did.
All right, well, I tried to add... I tried to fix it. I tried to add an extra line of me talking just now to clarify what I'm saying, which you can hear in the background of Ruin's mic. But it didn't work. It sounded terrible. And it's really quite difficult to, like, sync up your own voice with some shit that you recorded yourself saying for, like, 2 minutes straight. It's difficult. So I didn't bother. You just have to listen extra hard to Ruin's channel, his track or whatever, because you can hear me. It's fine. Stop complaining.
Winnie Pukaka. Winnie Pooh Kaka.
You're using sat-nav.
Not sub.
And Drake is trying to type in stuff to the sat-nav.
But he can't do it because of his nails.
And the mummy leans over and is like, let me do it. Let me show you how lightly I touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he do it well?
And he does it. He inputs the date, the address perfectly. And then the sat-nav is really funny as well because it has like a voice, but it's like a Dracula sat-nav. And it's this voice that's going, please put in your address. Please, I'm begging you.
Oh, is it like it's doing like a, that's like a guy. That's a,
yeah.
Hello, I am Peter Lorre, and I am that kind of horror. Please turn left. And when they pronounce the L's in a weird way, left, turn left. Love my liver.
The Dracula reference is like, what's the name of his little...
His toady, Tom Waits. Yeah. Renfield. It is Renfield. Yeah, he has like a human assistant that eats bugs and he's called Renfield.
Yeah, that he like hypnotizes into
them. Yeah. Dracula doesn't do a lot of...
Please, I'm
please. Dracula in this film doesn't do a lot of sexual hypnosis.
No.
But he does canonically in a lot of the other ones. Remember we watched Dracula Untold? And it's like...
other Dracula movies.
Yeah. In Dracula Untold... Yeah, although there's a bit when he zings in the third one, and it does look a bit like he's hypnotizing the lady because her eyes like pop and go red, and she's like, oh, I'm in love. But then it happens to him as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, they're both being like love hypnoed. Yeah. They've been watching too many hypnosis porn videos.
Yeah.
That's a genre. Yeah. It's a genre.
Is it?
It's a genre, yeah.
Has it got Jeffrey Dahmer in it?
It's got a lot of images flashing real fast.
Yeah.
And, like, usually, like, a crappy club banger.
I can imagine Lockie watching that on his VR.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the way to do it. That, like, put in VR, entirely immerse yourself in this world of hypnosis.
Is it for people who don't have sexual feelings? And they're like, maybe if I hypnotize myself?
I think it's predominantly for people with very repressed sexual feelings.
Yeah.
But you can do a little bit of research on your own into the hypno side of porn.
I'll inject myself with some... what were we talking about injecting ourselves with earlier?
Were we talking about injecting ourselves with stuff? Heroin? Hero wine?
Yeah.
The hero's wine.
What were we talking about before we mentioned porn?
That's all I'm ever talking about.
Right,
Lake Titicaca.
No.
Sat-nav.
You were talking about times that Dracula canonically... hypnotizes people.
Yeah, he's usually like, you want to suck my dick.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but he doesn't in this.
No, he doesn't. There's a bit in this when Jonathan dresses up as a vampire.
Okay.
Jonathan.
That's fun.
And
Jonathan.
Or Count Jonathan.
I like that.
But yeah, the costume that he has is the like Gary Oldman one, like with the big bouffant hair.
Oh,
from,
the boob heads.
Yeah, from the olden...
Francis Ford Coppola, producer of Jeepers Creepers,
yeah.
From his Dracula, which they did with Mr. Burns in The Simpsons. He's
right.
Got like Leia boobs. He looks
Tit
Head from
Little
Nicky.
And Vlad even is like, what is this booby hair you've got? Boobs on your head.
You look like my grandmother's bodice.
Yes.
Well, speaking of boobs, not having a segue... The final bit they get to in Hotel Transylvania 3 is they go to Atlantis.
Yes.
But the gag that is that Atlantis is like a sort of Atlantic City.
Right, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Like a casino town. And the Kraken's a crooner. He's like, hey, Moon, nice. Need a pizza.
There's a crooner in this one, but it's the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, I like that. The Phantom of the Opera is dead. But they get there and, oh, also I haven't said, but instead of the kind of zombie running gag, there's fish men, but it's just human legs with like the upper half of a fish and they don't like move or emote or anything. but they all have that one actor's voice. That the guy who's Leo Spaceman in 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
He's his name. If you'd be so kind as to indulge me a Google, allow me a Google. Yeah, he is. He's in a few of them.
If it's who I'm thinking.
He's his name is, I'm afraid, I must tell you,
it's
like
Billy
Raid.
Something.
No, it's not Billy Eichner.
No.
It's oh goodness, what is it?
Here is he. What was the other?
I'm a guy and my voice is kind of like this. Chris Parnell.
Oh, right.
He's a fish man.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Yeah, that's funny.
But they get there, and the Kraken is like a crooner. He's like a big crooning cracker Krong.
Yeah.
And then it turns out what Van Helsing's looking for is like a scroll, and the scroll possesses the Kraken and forces him to kill everyone, because Atlantis was like a city of monsters that got destroyed, I guess, in this canon.
Yeah.
Why am I talking about the end of this film? Why did I?
Because I want to hear what happens.
It's just as long as it makes sense. The Abraham Van Helsing gets it. And by this point, Erica or whatever Van Helsing, love interest Van Helsing, has been... they've tried to kill her. Like, the booby traps and stuff of her getting the scroll have tried to kill her. And she's fallen in love with Dracula because he's, like, saved her life and stuff. Because that's the only way to fall in love, is if you save someone's life, the imprint on you. And he gets the scroll, and it turns out it's, like, sheet music. And he plays, like EDM to make the Kraken get possessed, and then the Kraken starts smashing everything up. But then Johnny is like, he's using EDM for evil? No way. And it's the most angered his character's ever been.
Really?
And he busts out his backpack, which has like an entire DJ booth in it. And then he starts playing positive jams to combat the evil jams.
That's incredible.
And that's, like I said, he plays like... But it ends with Macarena.
That's funny.
And that's the song that like ends up stopping the bad guy. And then Van Helsing is even like, oh, I was totally wrong. Monsters are okay, yeah, because they spare his life.
Nice.
And then the Kraken is depossessed and gives him a big thumbs up. And it's like, it's all cool, bro. Everything's cool, bro. It's all good.
Funny. Yeah, there's a bit in the... when Mavis and Jonathan are in California... And then Mavis is like, we have to go back to Transylvania right now. And he's like, okay, I'll go wake up my backpack.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We've got to go back, Marty.
A couple of times when they deliver lines better than me.
We've got to go back to the Transylvania chair. Your great-granddaughter marries a human.
There should be a new series of Back to the Future, but it's just other movies, and then it's random points Morty or the Doc arrive.
Tells them they have to go. Did you say Morty and the Doc?
No. Oh, geez,
Rick. People like Rick and Morty. This is a Morty impression.
Yeah.
I am Morty. Memes.
Morty is meme
Morbius.
Station.
Welcome
oh,
to...
Jinx.
Oh,
Jinxy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, jeez, Rick, I'm Shaggy, but I've lost the impression again. Like Jiggy Scoop, I don't know what is right or wrong.
I don't even say blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. What did Jack do? What did he do?
What did Jack do?
I read the papers.
He was in love with a chicken.
Did you watch What Did Jack Do?
Yeah.
It's really fun and super Lynchian, right?
I liked it a lot.
It's fully just non sequiturs.
Yeah.
It was like a good and fun time.
Yeah, totally.
But how was it connected to Hotel Transylvania at all?
There was a monkey in it.
And there's a monkey in Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like monkeys.
Yeah, they're funny.
There was a promotional tie-in with McDonald's for Hotel Transylvania 3, and they released multiple toys, and I have some of them here, and one of them is a camera that's a viewfinder.
Yeah,
and one of them
one
of them is a back scratcher that's a werewolf's paw, and when you shake it, it goes... And one of them is a Frankenstein hand, which extends and also does a little wave.
Yeah. It looks more like a scratcher than the other one.
Yeah, but it is in fact not, because it doesn't have the purchase.
Yeah.
But it's good, I like it. These films actually haven't been super, super heavily merchandised in the way that you would imagine a sort of Chills franchise to be.
Yeah.
There's like smatterings of like plushies and like little blind bags and stuff.
Mm.
But it's not like there's, you know, a Dracula on every shelf and two whatever another character's name is in every garage.
Two cars
in every garage. The car from Hotel Transylvania with the GPS.
Please, yeah. Press the button, monster. Please put in your address.
And then when they arrive, it goes, "You've arrived at your destination." Yes, yes,
yes.
And then they arrive at the camp, and there's a bit when Drac tries to teach Dennis to fly by climbing up this huge tower, really tall, and just dropping him off. And the kid is like, "Wee!"
Oh, it's okay if he's not aware of the peril.
It goes like that for ages, and all of the other characters are like, "He's not flying yet." And Drac's like, "He will." And they're like, "Still not flying." He's like, "Just wait." And then eventually the kid starts screaming, and he's like, "I did that as well when I first did." And then he's like, he must be very close to the ground. And Drac is like, "Do you know what? He's not going to fly." And just like jumps down and saves him.
Saves him. Dracula, in every one of these films, flies faster downward than the terminal velocity achieved by humans. Yeah. In fact,
he flies faster than a plane and shit.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Mm.
Faster than the speed of love.
No,
because love is so fast.
Yeah, nobody can fly faster than love.
Yeah, because how can you fly faster than something that's a social construct and doesn't exist?
No, it's
not
a social construct, it's like a special construct.
Yeah, but species, we live in a society.
No, we don't. No, I'm beeping that.
We live in a society. So Gandhi, he's had lots of other projects he's tried to make. Primal, which is a really cool 2D animated series on Adult Swim, which is about a sort of a time that didn't really exist where cavemen and dinosaurs live together.
Oh, yeah.
And a caveman's family gets killed. So he wants to get revenge on the T-Rex that killed him, and he teams up with some other dinosaurs to do it. No, wait.
Yeah.
I can't really remember. I think he maybe even teams up with the T-Rex that killed... Either way, it's super cool and violent as fuck.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was like a passion project for him.
That looks pretty fun.
It's freaking good as heck. I have it all totally legally downloaded if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, downloaded from DVD.com.
Yeah, downloaded from purchasable DVDs.cp. .cd.cd-ROM.
Yeah.
But I think, the main thing is... I can't actually remember what my point was.
You were going to talk about... Dexter's Laboratory.
Well, it just seems that Sony have totally... all those early Cartoon Network guys, they all worked on each other's stuff because they went to the same uni and stuff. So I think he directed some Powerpuff Girls, etc. Yeah. Etc. But do you think, because Sony keeps promising him other projects and then not letting him do them,
right?
Do you think he will do a Hotel Transylvania 4?
Maybe.
Or do you think he's going to jump... the cruise ship from Hotel Transylvania 3.
Funny.
Or what do you think? Like, what's in store for Genndy Tartakovsky? Like,
well, I certainly feel like the fact that they made a third Hotel Transylvania and that it wasn't awful.
It was really... like, I think it might be better than 2. I'd need to watch all 3 of them again, which I won't, but...
They might as well just keep making them.
Yeah, but a Forquill...
Yeah, Fortel Trans...
Yeah, no, it lends itself to it because a 4 looks like an A.
Yeah,
so you could Hotel Trafornilvania 4.
The A also.
Yeah, yeah. Hotel Trafornilvania 4. But like, so do we want... I almost feel like I really do enjoy these films. I think they're really sweet. They've got a lot of heart. He makes them better than anyone else possibly could.
Yeah.
But also, do we want him to be able to escape to go have...
Yeah.
Feed him somewhere else?
I would like to see like more mainstream movies.
And it does end on a high.
Yeah.
It ends on a high, like if you die taking sex drugs.
Sure.
Like club drugs. You're right. Like, "Oh, my heart pops, explodes, but I'm on a high."
That's terrible.
And then your ghost is high forever.
When I was a bit younger, not young, in the last 10
when
years.
When I was a young warthog.
Oh, to be young again. And also a warthog. Yeah. I used to watch Samurai Jack a lot.
Yeah, I have Samurai Jack toys.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any toys, but it was loads of fun because it's a very good show.
Hot, thick loads of fun.
Yeah. And,
Aku.
Yeah. Long ago, in an ancient land.
Try and sing the Samurai Jack theme tune. It's impossible.
Yeah,
Jack. Nyeh, nyeh.
Those bars look funny.
Brett Ratner was going to direct a Samurai Jack film, but it didn't, which is good because we wouldn't be able to watch it now. Probably wouldn't have been able to watch it at the time anyway. Hmm. But it's a cool concept. I know they brought that back and people were a bit gadged out by some of the plot points, but I don't know what the controversy was.
Yeah, I remember maybe it was on a podcast or maybe somebody mentioned that it was good.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was good, but I think there was something that people were like, oh, this plays a bit funny.
Yeah.
Like a bit... in terms of, like, nooniness.
It could be a bit too dying-nooning.
So what's the rankings then? What do you give? Like, do you like one more than two? Do you like two more than one? I know you can't do a two without a one. Like when you're sitting on the toilet, yeah. You can't poop without peeing. You can't have Hotel Tussle Transyl 2 without having Hotel Pistolvania 1. So like, what one do you prefer?
I preferred watching Hotel Transylvania 2 to Hotel Transylvania.
But do you think
1.
That was just because psychically you were aware that Lockie wasn't digging it and it kind of brought the... Like you felt a bit like, oh, maybe I'm wrong?
Maybe. It was maybe because... Like, I think I have seen 1 and 2 before, but I don't really remember them. But I remembered Hotel Transylvania 1 more. So when I rewatched it with Lockie, I was just sort of like kind of retreading it. Whereas 2, I was like, have I seen this?
And yeah,
it was
like more fun. Well, Blobs and Blobby or whatever is more in 2, and he's cooler.
He's pretty fun, yeah.
And in, there's a giant puppy. There's a giant puppy dog that they pretend is a human in Hotel or pretend is a monster because there's no pets allowed on the cruise. And it's just got a hat on, but still acting like a giant puppy all the way through the movie. And then its hat gets knocked off. And then someone's like, a Bob? Or whatever, like, puppy dog? Like, as if the hat's like a super effective disguise.
Amazing.
It's good and fun and good.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the poster for Hotel Transylvania, and really the thing that made me think it looked awful was that there's like a young Frankenstein-looking guy on the cover.
Yeah.
But that's actually Johnny in his monster disguise.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that made me think it was the worst, because I was like, oh, that creature design, that character design's fucking awful.
Yeah.
But it's not even really part of the film. It's like a bad costume in the film.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, who made these films? Sony? Yeah, the Sony aren't particularly known for being able to market things well.
Hmm.
In fact, Sony aren't particularly known to people who aren't aware of them.
True. That is true, because I have never heard of Sony. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they married Cher. They used to say, Sony Pictures used to date Cher and then decided to become... They're not even... They do like MP3 players and shit and TVs and stuff, right? They're like a technology company and the film wing is just one branch of it.
Yeah, true.
They the have, wing is a branch.
There's a few times in an Adam Sandler movie, I can't remember which one, but in multiple ones, where they use like a Sony Vaio computer.
Yeah, I get that. Like,
is that product placement or is that just like the studio itself? Or?
Yeah, no, but they definitely do that in the Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Especially in the Amazon Spider-Mans, they're like, I better use my Sony laptop to investigate the death of my father.
Yeah. Ah. Okay, Sony, boot up.
Yeah. I'm doing the download for you now, sir, with the Sony computer downloader. Available now from Toshiba. Yeah.
Available from the box office in your local cinema.
So I think the third one performed more than the first two. So really? A sequel's entirely possible. There is the animated series, but I think that focuses more on like Mavis when she was in high school. I think it's more of a sort of like side quill, so we don't need to do... So there doesn't need to be any stakes whatsoever.
Yeah.
But overall, I honestly, truly like overalls, which cover you and protect you from getting spattered in paint.
Sure.
I feel like I've taken off my... Or cummy blood, or poo blood, stool blood. Even. I feel like I've taken off my overalls and allowed myself to be immersed in the viscera and gunge of the Hotel Transylvania films.
Sure.
And I really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
I would say I stan them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about them?
Oh, jinkies, I think I like them.
Like Jinky School, I really like these Hotel Transylvania films. And you can speak for Lockie, so how do you think he feels about 2 and 3?
Lockie is psyched to come home and watch them with me.
I just can't bloody wait.
We did have a thing when we were trying to figure out how to watch 2 and 3 before. Yeah. And Lockie was like, I don't want to.
Oh, come on now.
We were like, maybe we should do it in a gimmicky way, like watch them back to back or watch them both at the same time.
Oh, okay, okay.
And when he did a poll, like on his Instagram, I think people chose back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody would want...
Well, there's nothing to be gained from doing the other way.
Yeah. But I think even, yeah, back-to-back is unnecessary. I'm kind of glad that that we did it in this fashion where
I watched one and you watched one. And I kind of feel like they probably would have both been served better by us just actually talking about, like, if we'd both watched two and then discussed it rather than us just telling each other bits that happened in them, honestly.
Well, that's tough.
But the twist is... We've secretly been talking about Precious, the Gemstones. What's the film called? The Righteous Gemstones is a different thing. Uncut Gems.
We've been talking about Precious.
We've been talking about Precious based on the novel Push by Sapphire, which is the full title of that movie because really? A dumb sci-fi movie came out like a year before called Push with Chris Evans and bombed. So it's Precious based
that?
On the Righteous Gemstones by the Safdie brothers.
What is Push with Chris Evans?
It's like people have psychic powers or like special powers. It's like pseudo superhero.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it. I just know it was a bomb.
I feel like I would like to watch it.
I feel like it can't be as good as Cellular.
Cellular? What's
that? We watched Cellular. Chris Evans has to save a kidnapped Kim Basinger using like phones, using mobile phones. Remember? And Jason Statham's the body.
Oh my goodness.
Listen here, you little cunt. I'm Jason Statham, and I'm a fucking kill Kim Basinger unless you get good at doing phones. That was the film. That's the entire film. You better learn how to play Snake, you fucking little shit. Or I'll be in the Meg.
What's the one that's similar, but it's that there's a computer, a government computer program.
Eagle Eye, but it's not similar at all. Yeah, they're not even a little bit similar. How did I know? Like, Jiggy School, I said, I think he's psychic.
Government computer. And it can only be Skynet or Eagle Eye.
Or War Games.
Nah, that's... You describe that by saying Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick killed two women in Ireland for dangerous driving. He's a bad person, but Godzilla is pretty good. Like Jiggy Scoob, justice for the women that Matthew Broderick killed.
Jesus Christ.
So there's no room for Jesus Christ.
There's no room for justice.
Leave
in
room
Matthew's
for Jesus
life.
When you're hugging. Leave room for him. Leave room
He'll
for Jesus.
Squeeze
when
in
you're
there.
Hugging. He's going to squeeze in between you two huggers. Teeny bop hugs.
Speaking of boring serial killer TV shows.
Yes. Oh yeah, they're not making Mindhunter season 3 because fuck you.
Oh, are they not?
Nah, all the cast got released from their contracts.
Oh, no. The contract.
Read the small print on your contract. Everybody loves other jokes from people funnier than us.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Boring serial boys.
The Outsider. I was watching some of that, you know.
Is that the... Oh,
Jason
is that
Bateman,
the... No, no way, because I said, oh, this exists. And you're like, oh... And
yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to watch it.
No, and it was totally one that I would watch. It's about serial killer, but it's also supernatural. It's got...
What's the supernatural rub?
It's got Ben Mendelsohn in it as well.
I love Mendo. That's the only reason I thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, he's good.
Lithin, it's me, Ben Mendelsohn.
And this is why it's boring, is because the first, like, full... Like, at this end of the pilot, there is, like, 2 seconds of supernatural implication. So it's entirely just a serial killer... Like hour long.
Yeah, like a procedurally type thing.
Yeah.
But what's the implication?
The only implication is, like, so he's accused of killing his kid.
Okay.
And there's like a van and there's all these witnesses and it's literally like a case closed, like open and shut. He killed him because there's all these witnesses and we have fingerprints and there's blood everywhere.
But...
And then at the end there's like this hooded figure in the background.
Oh,
that's it. And you're just like, okay, so there's something else going on.
Ben Mendelsohn is cool, but, like, he is in a lot of shite. He's in good stuff, too, but he's, like Ready Player One. I watched Spider-Man Far From Home again this week, and I was like, this is actually a pretty good romp. But Ben Mendelsohn's in it. And we've recorded 3,333.3 seconds as of when I said that. Sorry.
Those are bars.
Yeah, bars. Wait, is it really bars?
Yeah.
So we've done 3,333.3 bars.
Yeah.
But like as in musical bars.
Yeah.
Weird. How can they tell how long my bar is?
Well, I mean, it's because we're recording at 120 beats per minute.
Oh, really? So could we have set the tempo higher?
Yeah.
Or lower?
And then it could have been, we could have been up to like 33,333 bars.
I only record podcasts in weird time signatures as well, like 4/5 and stuff. Instead of being in like 4/4, I do it in 4/5.
We didn't do it this time.
We did.
No, it's 4/4.
No, it's in 4/5, I think you'll find.
You can change it after. You'll
find that the time signature is different. Yeah, that's right. Doing a different delay.
When you talk in a different time signature, then it sounds funny.
When you talk in a different time signature, and then it's different. I'm just doing what you did there. It's not a new bit.
What were we talking about that has Ben Mandarin?
Mississippi Grind. Oh, he's in Spider-Man Far From Home for the entire film, kind of. But it's Ben Mendelsohn played by Samuel L. Jackson playing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird twist. I still don't like the fucking J. Jonah Jameson being what's his face? Being J.K. Simmons again.
Bless you. I'll maybe cut those sneezes out.
No, we keep the sneezes.
No.
It's so natural. Why not? I want to keep the sneezes as I want to be natural. I want people to know that I'm human.
Because when I listen to stuff, I use like in-ear earphones.
Yeah, but I covered the mic.
I don't want to have sneezing sounds inside my ear.
Much like Taze Yessy Tough, I want to be up inside you. Much like Taze Onde, I move my mouth away from the mic when I breathe.
Yeah, somebody mentioned him earlier today.
Really? What, today?
Yeah, yeah.
Today's Onde?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they just mentioned Chocolate Rain and somebody was like, who?
I move my mouth away from the mic. Yeah. You don't have to, Tay. Know, no one can hear you breathe.
Pop shit. Look at those. Oh my god. That's the first time it's been maxed out with somebody inhaling.
Exhale, you're the victim. Yeah, no, I did too many Keith Flint bits last time. That was part of the suicide thing. And I really am. I honestly, that shit isn't funny. I shouldn't be joking about that.
Oh, you brought it up again.
Yeah, because it's only funny to talk about stool blood. I don't know, but true knowledge exists in knowing that you know nothing. So if anything, I'm the wisest. But then to admit that, does that negate knowing nothing?
Yeah.
So am I actually? I'm being all Dumbo. Like Jinky's Scoop, I'm having a crisis!
Turns out I'm a big old Dumbo!
Gumbo. What are the ingredients in gumbo?
Gummo.
The ingredients in gumbo are like Harmony Korine seems like a... I remember... Jess, who is like a friend, I haven't seen her in years and years.
Yeah,
I was out for like Daniel McIlrath's birthday, who's also like a super cool dude. And Jess was like, Harmony Korine seems like the sort of guy that would feel you up if you were passed out at a party.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, oh, no, he does.
Yeah, he kind of does. Yeah,
what a grime wand.
Grime
His
core.
Appearances on like David Letterman and stuff are quite weird.
Mm.
Because he's like a pretentious twat.
Mm.
But then also David Letterman's a hack. Mm. So no one comes out of it smelling like roses.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I know you like to think your shit don't stink.
Sure.
But if you lean a little bit closer, you'll see roses really smell like poo. Ooh, ooh.
Roses.
Yeah, roses really smell like poo. Ooh, ooh. You know that song? Caroline. Dip, on time, all the time. Burn it, tuna, chunks, and brine.
That really rings my bell.
You gotta break the spine. It's a Outcast.
Oh, yeah, that's why it rings my bell.
What's the opposite? Y'all ring your bell. What's the opposite of cast?
Stack.
Well, you cast a fishing line.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
Yeah, real, I guess.
So Outcast, the opposite of them is in real.
Yeah.
And all their songs are the exact opposite of their songs. So it's like, I know you think shit smells good, but if you lean further away, roses smell like nice stuff. Or, I'm not sorry, Mr. Jackson. I'm not for real. Or, hey ya is... What's the opposite of hey? What don't horses eat?
Bye.
Bye me. Do, 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 do. Bye me.
All the songs have to be remixed so that they're literally backwards, like all the beats and stuff.
Yes.
It's not just the full song is reversed, but each bar is like backwards.
It's sucked back in. I think there's like reverse crashes and stuff on Miss Jackson anyway.
Right. So that would be...
Yeah,
Those would be mixed around so that it's just like, psh.
This one goes out to all the
here's some baby's cheesy mamas, splash.
Baby's mamas, mamas, baby's mamas, mamas, mamas. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo! I am Pharrell Williams, but I'm not. I'm the guy from Outkast. This song is not good. It will not last.
But we could maybe fade it out then. Yeah.
Yeah, should we? I'm gonna fade it out. The coronavirus is false flag. Investigate 9/11 lag. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. You better fade me out. I will continue to say bad things about
really
Emperor Ming. He fights Flash Gordon. Woo! And Flash Gordon's good. But not the films or the serials. Just conceptually.
Wait, he's still alive. No, it's just air escaping from the flap.
Woo!
Miss Jackson. Woo! I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
This must end.
No, we got another 45 minutes.
Oh, do you want to? Are we actually going for this?
I mean, we're just...
It would only be an exercise in trying to annoy you and Tom, and you are part of you and Tom. So there'd be no... I'm not in competition for the longest pod. I'm happy. No. I've still got more hours clocked in the flight simulator than any other pilot in the Wing Commander program.
Well, I'll have to take your word on that.
Well, don't just listen to me. Ask Jürgen Prock now. Yes, I am an actor, and I, in fact, do think that Ewan has the most hours clocked in the Wing Commander program.
He doesn't sound sure.
No, I am sure, and I do sound like sure. I am correct about how I feel.
Well, that settles it then.
Sometimes when you're right, you're right.
Thanks for coming, Jürgen.
Thank you for calling me Ruin, because Ewan does not exist. I am Ruin.
I said Jürgen.
My name is Ruin. I know you did, but my name is Ruin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Jinky Scoop, this must end!
All right. Well.
Yeah, well.
That's a good point to.
Oh, I was meaning to say. I did want to say just before we stopped, I was really meaning to say it's very important. I need to tell you this thing, and if you cut me off, I'll be very annoyed. You have to tell me, and I need to tell you right now. It's very important. Don't stop me. Don't stop me. Please, I need to tell you this thing.